The expansion task force has worked 10 months to design a larger and more updated facility that would accommodate the ninth grade moving into the high school. Superintendent Conley says it's been a comprehensive effort that includes public input from parents, students, and teachers.
We have presented two options to the governing board. They're known as 3A and 4A. People are starting to recognize those. 3A does not move Dozier Field, and 4A does. And so those are the two, I would say, the big difference. And so the governing board is now figuring out which option is the best and then putting the amounts to those. Both options range between $63 to $65 million. And so they're within very close to one another.
Conley says she's received a lot of questions from the public about the difference between this project and the 2015 expansion proposal.
During the last bond, we had a set amount, and so we built the expansion plans around a set amount. We used a completely different process this time, and it was, what are the needs of our students and the programs to provide the best education for them? And so when we looked at that, we designed a plan that meets those needs. And so when you do that, then it did cost more.
Another part of grade realignment includes moving the 5-6 grades into an upper elementary school. The district owns several properties that could be considered for a new 5-6 school.
For the 5-6 school, we have properties both at Bear Hollow and the Ecker Hill. It started with, again, a process around what is the curriculum look like? And so the question has been around, you know, why isn't the site already, you know, decided upon? And it really began with, what type of education do we want to provide our students for those middle level years? And so with that, we've looked at a problem-based type curriculum for our 5-6, and that team, the 5-6-7-8 team, would very much recommended that the schools are together.
Treasure Mountain Junior High School could be considered as a temporary option to house the 5-6 students. Conley thinks the needs of students should take precedence and they should wait until the facilities are ready before implementing grade realignment.
That Treasure Mountain would be just a temporary fix. Right now, that's not an option. When we look at decision making, one of the things that we do is we have to look at, what are our needs pre-K through 12? And in speaking with the high school principal and administration, and then, of course, the teachers, we have to look at our students' needs and minimizing transitions for all students.
The school board will make a decision on the high school expansion at Tuesday's meeting at 4 p.m. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.